Good morning. My name is Tom Lyons. You're listening to Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and this is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. Find more information at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. My co-host today is Doug Wortham. Doug and I both host Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, Sunday mornings at 7. And Doug, our special guest for the hour today is Chaplain Colonel Buddy Nguyen. And Chaplain Nguyen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio Memorial Day Special.
I'm honored to be here once again, Tom, with friends and colleagues to recognize our fallen and celebrate a special day together.
And Chaplain, we sent Doug Wortham on a mission a few weeks ago to Normandy, France, because we're coming up on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And Doug, that had to be something special for you.
Tom, it was unbelievable, you know, when we talked about getting the show prep, you know, I thought about my time going out to our national parks and seeing the sights there, but being on Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, just an unbelievable feeling that came upon me.
And, of course, for our regular audience and for anyone else interested, Doug recorded a special three shows out there that we're going to play the next 3 weeks on Minnesota Military Radio, and we're going to post them on the website, minnesotamilitaryradio.com, along with some bonus coverage, an extra fourth show, and an interview between you and retired Colonel Kevin Olson, who helped with the trip. A lot of insights, and I wish I could have been on that one. But what better time to talk about that than the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and Chaplain starting our Memorial Day show thinking about all the troops that had to storm the beaches and all the troops we lost that day. Can you imagine being in a landing craft and 20 years old and you're hitting the beach and running into machine guns?
What goes through the mind of a warrior that's faced with that? I mean, you know, training can get you a certain preparation for that sort of an event. Even if you know a punch is coming, you still have got to absorb it. And to see those colleagues around them falling, the warriors that are hitting the beach in front of them, their landing craft being hit, the sound, the smell, the sights, does something to a human being. And then our World War II veterans, so many of them came home and didn't talk about it. They bottled it up. And just at Fort Snelling Chapel yesterday, one of our veterans at Fort Snelling Chapel is where I serve on Sundays, is turning 100 years old this week. And we acknowledged him. And it's as if those things didn't happen in his life. So it's a special individual and a very, very special generation that endured what they did in that time of service.
You're in that type of situation, and you have to just keep moving and keep moving up despite those fallen. And Chaplain, we need to start the show today. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day?
Well, Veterans Day acknowledges those who have worn the uniform, those who have served, raised their hand, almost in every case, did so voluntarily now in an all-volunteer force since 1974. But certainly we've dealt with conscription and the draft going back to Vietnam, World War II. But Memorial Day, which was originally called Decoration Day, it began after the Civil War, and it honors the fallen, those who have served in uniform and died during their service. Back in 1868 is when it was first observed, and it was an opportunity at Arlington National Cemetery to decorate graves, those, again, who had fallen. But it was expanded after World War I, and it included all military personnel who had died in wars. And then in 1971, it became a federal holiday observed on the last Monday in May. So here we are.
And Chaplain, you know, we think about honoring our fallen, the things that we do, the things that you do, but what does Minnesota do?
Well, Minnesota is a very patriotic state. You know, our governor currently serving is a veteran, and Minnesota, going back to our founding of our state, we were one of the first states to offer troops in support of the Union effort in the Civil War. Across our state today, there will be countless Memorial Day ceremonies. Specifically, we'll be down at the Fort Snelling Memorial Cemetery. It's where the governor will be and some of our congressional delegation. We've got efforts taking place in small towns, a lot of flags and patriotic ceremonies. Other things that we do to honor our fallen warriors, there are veterans memorials. The Minnesota Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the Minnesota Korean War Memorial are at the state capitol. We've got the military family tribute there at the state capitol as well. There's a Gold Star family tribute, and the Gold Star family programs here in the state of Minnesota is a way that we honor fallen warriors. And, of course, regular ceremonies and public acknowledgments by the Minnesota National Guard. And so these efforts go a long way to ensure the sacrifices of our warriors are remembered and respected.
And, you know, we remember and we respect those that have fallen, and it's important to do so, to remember their names and the people that I know you and I both served with, Tom, people that you've served with that you think about on this day. But there's a family behind that, Chaplain. Talk to us a little bit about Gold Star families and, you know, what that means.
Well, a Gold Star family is a family member, could be a spouse, could be a parent, a loved one, family member of a U.S. military service member who's died in the line of duty. This goes back to World War I, when a family would display a Gold Star in their window of their home, typically to signify the loss of a loved one. And so those families receive recognition and support. One of the things that they receive is a lapel button. It's a Gold Star lapel button. And there's other benefits. They're honored at memorial events. We have a Gold Star recognition event at our congregation. But these are very, very special individuals. And they bear the full burden, the full brunt and force of the loss of warriors, those who pay the ultimate sacrifice in battle. And it could have been your family, Doug. Could have been my family. Tom, it could have been your family. It wasn't. It doesn't discriminate. And so we owe those individuals the greatest level and amount of respect. There's a hole now in their families that can never be filled. There's an empty place at the table that warrior will not be sitting at again. And so if you see a Gold Star family license plate, if you see that Gold Star lapel, I remember the story of a Gold Star family member who was in an elevator wearing their Gold Star lapel pin, and someone turned to them and said, "Hey, that's a neat pin. How do I get one of those?" And the response was, "You don't want to know.
You don't want to know."
You know. So, as you said, we've got many of those that we've come to know. They are special people. They as a Gold Star member of the Gold Star community, they say it's the greatest family you never want to join. And so they're very beloved, and we are committed to never forget them.
Absolutely.
There, Chaplain. Chaplain, you know how quick these hours go. You've joined me many years on the Memorial Day show. During this hour, we're going to talk to the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're going to check in with Fort Snelling to see, get some details on that ceremony today, and you're going to have a fellow chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps on. Chaplain, we've got about a minute left. Can you tell us briefly, what's the role of the chaplain on Memorial Day?
Tom, chaplains primarily do three things. I can speak for the U.S. Army. We nurture the living, we care for the wounded, and we honor the fallen. And so today, we participate in Memorial Day ceremonies. Chaplains preside over ceremonies for the fallen, whether that's a funeral, whether that's a memorial service or a ceremony, a celebration of life, whether in a civilian capacity or a military capacity. So honoring the fallen, because a nation that forgets those who made freedom possible is a nation who will quickly lose the freedoms that it enjoys because of the efforts of that warrior. And that's the role of a chaplain. We ensure that our sacred efforts go forth to ensure that those warriors are not forgotten.
Thanks, Chaplain. I'd like to thank our special sponsors for this program. This is the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy for this special Memorial Day broadcast here. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us, and we will be right back.
Here's a look at the roads. They are still wide open for our Memorial Day morning, but plenty of road work to go around. Arlington Avenue remains closed in both directions between Jackson Street and Bradley Street with road work until June 15th. And Central Avenue down to one lane in both directions between 4th Street and 7th Street. That's scheduled till the 31st. Currently, it's 51 degrees. Your next report in 15 minutes on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and FM 103.5. Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Memorial Day savings are now at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Valid through 529. Savings vary based on purchase. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details.
Good morning. I'm Tom Lyons here with Doug Wortham and our special guest in the studio today, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. This is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. You can find more information at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Chaplain, as I do every year, I went out to Fort Snelling yesterday with my son, who served in the Navy. And we go to three cemeteries, but it towards the end of six or seven visits at Fort Snelling, family, friends, we found ourselves in the middle of Fort Snelling, starting to drizzle, people everywhere. And I turned to Chris and I said, look at all these headstones. Look at all these hundreds of thousands of headstones. Every one of those represents someone who served in the United States military. Every one of them stood up and raised their hand to serve our country. And he came back and he said, Dad, it's a great tradition. He said, but I'm a little worried. We've got so much immigration and so many new people who have never gone through a World War One or Two or Korea or Vietnam. I hope we're keeping the tradition where Americans stand up and risk their lives for the greatest country in the earth.
America's always answered the call. When I stand out at Fort Snelling and I look around, I'm reminded that there's no plot at Fort Snelling that can be purchased. They all have to be earned. And everyone that's there has earned their place. And so I believe that America will continue to answer its call because it's worth it.
I just wish more people could go out there and stand in the middle of that cemetery and look and think about that for a moment, because it's emotional and it's moving, and it was a great experience with my son, and I'm sure you've had it with your father.
Absolutely, I have. Thank you, Tom.
You know, Tom, that's such a great visual, too. I mean, I remember standing there at the Normandy American Cemetery and looking out and seeing the over 9,300 grave sites there of people that died in support of the liberation of Europe. And those are American service members buried in foreign soil. Mm. Well, it's American soil because that's the way it is now. But the same thought, you know, that sacrifice to defend the freedoms, but in someone else's country.
And they gave all of their tomorrows so that we could have today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop and think about it. It gives me a chill.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. It is a crazy sight. And you know what? We're thankful that people do raise their right hand and take that call to service and are willing to sacrifice in order to defend and protect.
Chaplain, we have a special guest on the phone from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Craig Ulin. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me this morning.
Craig, I want to open up with a question. Is there anyone special that you think of on Memorial Day?
You know, you said that you were going to ask me this earlier this week, and even at that time, it kind of got me choked up a little bit. And, you know, with the Patriot Guard, we stood for dozens and dozens and dozens of soldiers and Marines killed in action, and thousands of veterans. And unfortunately, I can't narrow it down to just one hero. I think every funeral that I stood at is a special one, and every one of them is a hero. And I just think it's unfair to all of them to single out one of those heroes that we stood a flag line for.
There's hey, Craig, ones, but... Craig, Doug Wortham here, and I hear you. It is tough to narrow it down, but you know you're there. You're part of that Patriot Guard, and you stand witness to a lot of tough times, a lot of happy moments. What does it mean for you, though, to be a part of the Patriot Guard, to be able to stand on that flag line and offer the things that you all pride yourself on, and that is the dignity, the honor, and respect that you provide to our service members?
I think it's an honor for us to even be invited to those funerals. You know, we get paid back tenfold when a family member walks that flag line, either before or after the service, and thanks us for being there for their loved one. You know, there's nothing else that can replace that feeling that you're just so appreciated for giving back to the heroes that we've lost to protect us.
Chaplain, as you know, the Minnesota Patriot Guard goes to the funerals, but they also do something special for our Minnesota National Guard, they go to departure ceremonies and they come to welcome home ceremonies, and you've witnessed a lot of them. That's got to be just vitally important for our troops when they're leaving, and I know it's really exciting for Patriot Guard riders when they can go to the welcome homes.
So meaningful. They don't blend into the background. I mean, there's a lot of folks there, but you see those flags out there waving, and oftentimes there's a fire truck with the flag suspended in the parking lot of whatever venue that we're going to be at, and I do my best to look them in the eye and shake their hands and thank them for being there. Being there represents so much more than, hey, I had nothing else to do today, I think I'll just hold a flag. It represents for so many of them their service or honoring the service of a member of their family. It's, as we alluded to earlier, it's just them being a member of a greater cause and a great big family.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about service. And so, Craig, I want to come back to you. I mean, you know, when we talk to our military members, you know, often you can ask them, hey, why did you raise your hand? And you'll get a myriad of responses. But I'd like to ask you, why do you continue to serve in your role with the Patriot Guard?
There's a lot of reasons. You know, we started because of the protesters out of Kansas. It was just complete disrespect for our fallen military. But it's well beyond that. It's a way for veterans and non-veterans to be able to say thank you for those that are currently serving and have in the past. And I just think it's a simple duty that we can do to remember those that we've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like Chaplain Wynn, the events that I've been at where I've been able to see the Patriot Guard, you know, those welcome homes or departures, I'm very appreciative. And I just want to extend a thanks to you and to the entire Minnesota Patriot Guard team and ask you to continue to support those who have served, have given the ultimate or paid the ultimate sacrifice, and, of course, given people that warm welcome when they come back home. And I just want to, again, say thanks so much for continuing to do that.
Well, thank you. But it is truly our honor to be there.
Mm. Craig, we've got a few seconds left. Your riders, Patriot Guard riders, are all volunteers. And if any of our listeners want to sign up and become a Patriot Guard rider, how do they do that?
It's very simple. You go to our website, mnpatriotguard.org, and in the upper left corner is a menu, and you just click on Join Us, and we ask for your email and your zip code, and we'll get you assigned to one of 20 sectors in the state, and that'll put you on our email list.
All right. Hey, Craig, thanks for calling in and checking in with us this morning on this very special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to also thank in part to our sponsors, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. You can find out more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. You can find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, along with my partner from Minnesota Military Radio, Doug Wortham, and our special guest in the studio this morning is Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. And Colonel, we've been talking a little bit about Fort Snelling this morning, and I know you're going out there this morning. And we've got a special guest on the phone line now, who is the Deputy Director of Fort Snelling National Cemetery Complex, Marshall Murphy. Marshall, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Marshall, I want you to know the chaplain's been in here practicing his opening prayer on us, and after he tried it on Doug and I, he decided to get a little more intense. Thinks he, if it didn't work on us, it might not work out there.
Oh, it'll work. It'll work.
It'll work.
For those prayers as much as possible. We need them.
So, Marshall, I understand that your theme this year is the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and I just wanted to share with you that my partner, Doug Wortham, just got back from Normandy, France, where he went over there and recorded three shows about D-Day that are going to play the next 3 weeks on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. And so he's pretty interested in your theme. Doug, have you got some questions for him?
Yeah, I mean, having the opportunity to go out and really delve into D-Day, obviously, you know, you get the education throughout your years of education, but to be on ground and really learn to appreciate what our Allied forces, our U.S. forces did on D-Day and throughout the entire liberation of Europe. I'm just wondering if you can tell us a little bit about the theme and what kind of things you have going on out at the cemetery for that.
Yes. So basically, the theme is D-Day, just remembering that day and remembering how that day, a lot of people think of the day and don't realize that it was, you know, far more involved. It was a lot of days and a lot of succeeding days, and how that was a big deciding point when we had, as the, you know, the United States and the Allied forces had turned the tide and started to make inroads into Europe, which had been completely fortified prior to that. And, you know, that's something that really started turning the war and broke those defenses in Europe and allowed us to keep penetrating and to keep connecting those beaches. And, you know, so for us doing this now, you know, 80 years later, it's just a miracle. And to think that we still have a few of those people around is really awesome to tell us those stories.
You know, you talk about that day, that decisive day, and, you know, part of the show that we put together, and, you know, this is a great opportunity to, again, plug it when we've got these three shows playing out. We talk about Operation Overlord. We talk about the planning that went into that particular day and how, you know, it was supposed to be on the 5th, but it ended up being the 6th because of weather, and you're right. That day really set the stage and really helped to secure the foothold and then, of course, to continue pushing north and to the east in order to secure France and then ultimately liberate. Mm. So you've got the D-Day celebration in honor of 80th anniversary. It's a great thing to commemorate. But we do want to get people to come out to the cemetery. And I know the chaplain is extremely interested in this because he'll be heading out there today as well. And I'm wondering what kind of issues people might have with getting there as it relates to any type of road construction. I know 34th Street's kind of tore up right now. What does that look like for your visitors today?
Well, luckily they had given the city came through and they said that they would have all of the road construction done. And we had been dealing with that for the last about 6 weeks. And they did. They came through. Everything's been completed. Everything's good as far as, you know, directly in front of the cemetery. So we don't have to worry about much of that. We do have to consider the traffic coming in where there is still some road construction on Interstate 5 and along there. And so we want to make sure that everybody just kind of anticipates that, gives a few extra minutes, maybe come visit a gravesite, you know, beforehand. And other than that, it shouldn't be too bad. I mean, just maybe give a few extra minutes for that construction that is still taking place around. But it's not too bad. Nothing, I don't think it's going to really cause a lot of major problems.
Chaplain, I think you're going to find your way. Any special questions?
Well, I'm a soldier, Tom, so I've done my map recon. I'll do a site recon here after the show. No, it's a very meaningful ceremony, and as we talked about earlier, standing on that stage, we've got our senior leaders of our state, our congressional delegation, very, very meaningful, looking out over a sea of people. Minnesota is very patriotic, and what's great about it is we gather there with singularity of purpose. And that's to honor our fallen. It's a very special thing to be a part of as a state.
Marshall, I was out there yesterday with my son, and it was pretty busy for a Sunday before Memorial Day. What time would you suggest that our listeners get there so they could get a chair or a spot? And what time is the ceremony start?
I know this sounds crazy, but the I'm actually in Fargo right now because I'm doing one in Fargo. And so I've got everything in my head for Fargo National Cemetery. I would say I have to gather the time. I do apologize for that, but get the specific time for Fort Snelling. And then with that, I would say just maybe 30 minutes before the ceremony starts, just come visit and then go back out there.
So we've got our listeners should get there by 9 o'clock, by 9:45. Things are going to get fired up by 10 o'clock. They should be going, and I understand Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System would be your one of your speakers. We're going to talk to him next hour. Director, while you're on the phone with us here, a lot of people aren't aware, but your employees out there are, I understand, mostly veterans. And I've heard in the past that you get cremains from all over the United States of our veterans that want to be buried at Fort Snelling, and you kind of save them up and you put together, bring in all your veteran employees, and no one is buried alone out there, are they?
No, even when that happens, there are a lot of interments that do take place when people aren't necessarily here, or especially in the winter when, you know, people can't really make it out for a service, but they want to make sure that the interment takes place. And we make sure that we handle that. Every single person gets honors. So that way the military honors, the rifle squad can give them the honor that they're due. And even if it's not a formal service with everybody else, the staff comes together and anybody else that wants to visit. And then that's where we, you know, read off the names of each of those persons. They do the rifle volleys. And just like if the family was here, but we make sure that they get the honors they deserve and that there's plenty of people there to respect them.
And, sir, Fort Snelling was in wonderful shape yesterday, flags everywhere, people everywhere. I'm sure you're going to have a great ceremony there today, and the chaplain will be there to give the opening prayer. So thanks for calling in from North Dakota today. I understand you've got satellite cemeteries in North Dakota and Wisconsin.
Yes. A lot of people don't realize, but Fort Snelling National Cemetery Complex is the third busiest in the country. So we are very big, and we push upwards of about 6,500 services per year between the three cemeteries. And there's a lot. So we run it from here and there, and then Fargo National Cemetery is just received a large expansion, so we've just gone from 5 acres to 35 acres, so we just purchased another 30 acres. So that's why I apologize even for the time. It's like I have all these numbers in my head, and I get locked into whatever my train of thought is for the day. So
Sir, we're just grateful that you and all the employees out there take such good care of our veterans as they move into the federal cemeteries. And I want to thank you for joining us today on this special Memorial Day show.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That was the Deputy Director of Fort Snelling National Cemetery Complex, Marshall Murphy. And Chaplain, just quickly before we exit, we now have 4 state cemeteries, different from national cemeteries, but we've built them. They're around the state, and they're there so that our veterans can be buried closer to home.
They can, and they're beautifully manicured, well-kept. My family was just up at the cemetery just outside Fort Snelling. Fort Camp Ripley. So if you can get up there, it's beautiful. Very, very well worth your time to visit.
You know, Dave Swantek, who's the Deputy Director of Memorial Affairs for the Department of Veterans Affairs, he talks about the cemeteries as being memorials and monuments to our service members, and just what a thought that is.
And he spent his entire life building these cemeteries here in Minnesota. He's proud of them. He's good at it. And they're beautiful.
Yeah, and they just got the permission to start exploring opportunities up in northwestern Minnesota to see if they can add a 5th cemetery, so that'll be great news.
Well, Doug, I think it's just about time to take a break. I'd like to remind our listeners that this special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. You can find more information at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. In the studio today, my name is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my partner from Minnesota Military Radio, Doug Wortham. And our special guest this hour has been Chaplain Colonel Buddy Nguyen. And Colonel, you've been joining us for many years at ODARC 30 on Memorial Day just to get your day started. But you've got a lot of stuff to do today, don't you?
Got a few things going on today, Tom. Memorial Day, certainly for chaplains, is often a busy day. But that's part of the calling, and we're honored to be a part of it.
And you're going to find your way out to Fort Snelling, as we just talked. And I'm sorry I didn't get that special entrance for you, but yesterday it wasn't too bad. Just pay attention to the police officers, and they'll guide you in.
That's usually good counsel.
Okay. So, Chaplain, we've got a special guest that you lined up for us, one of the chaplains from your Chaplain Corps. Can you give us just 30 seconds, Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps?
Yeah, the chaplaincy in Minnesota takes care of the spiritual needs of our 13,000 soldiers and airmen, of course, and then all of their families. We care for them, knowing that they're only working essentially 2 days a month and you know, the 2 weeks in the summer. But we're available for them because life's issues happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They come from a variety of different faith traditions, although we provide for the needs of our soldiers regardless of what their religious or spiritual status is. We are responsive. So we nurture the living, we care for the wounded, we honor the fallen, and we do that with approximately 22 chaplains. That's what we're authorized in both the between the Army and the Air Force National Guard. And, you know, we've been doing this. Our first state chaplain in the Minnesota National Guard was none other than Archbishop John Ireland, going back to about 1880. So our history is long, and it's very proud, and we'll continue to do it for the years to come.
And Chaplain, you talked about the easy part, 2 days a month and so forth, but we've had deployments constant almost for almost 20 years, I think maybe longer. And when our troops deploy, if it's a big enough deployment, one of your chaplains usually goes. And of course, there's another chaplain that takes care of the families back home.
That's right. We even if chaplain doesn't go with a certain amount of soldiers, we know that there's going to be a chaplain there. And those soldiers will kind of fall underneath them as in what we call area coverage. And so they'll have their own chaplain, even if it's not someone that comes from Minnesota. And yeah, any family member that's back here that has a need has access to a chaplain. Chaplains kind of become crisis specialists. And even if we don't have the answer, in almost every case, we know someone who does.
Chaplain One, we've got another one of your chaplains on the phone. Would you like to introduce him?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Chaplain Michael Rivera. Chaplain Captain Rivera has been a member of the Armed Forces for 26 years, and currently he's serving full-time with the National Guard J-9 section, our health and holistic fitness team. Chaplain Rivera, we'd like to welcome you to the show this morning.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Good morning and happy morning.
Thank you. Chaplain Rivera, you've served not only as a chaplain in the Minnesota National Guard, but you've got some prior enlisted experience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. I started my career many moons ago with the United States Marine Corps, 1st Battalion, 4th Marine, and did a couple of deployments in the early 90s with 13th Mute before joining the National Guard in the late or the early 2000s and commissioning later on, 2018.
And if I'm not mistaken, you'd come to know my co-host here, Doug Wortham. I think he was a little bit higher up in the supervisory chain in Minnesota Recruiting and Retention Battalion.
This is a fact. He was one of the voices that were in my ear encouraging me to do good things.
You know, Chaplain, I remember I was telling Chaplain Nguyen here before we started that I remember having conversations with you in that office in Invergrove Heights and how back then you were talking about this calling that you had to go into a life of ministry. And I just want to say congratulations on the success that you've had and for following that calling and going on to do great things and full circle right back here to the Minnesota National Guard.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sir Major Retired. I appreciate that. There is a voice that is refreshing to hear that remembers that this was a conversation and a tug on my heart many years ago.
So, Michael, you've gone from inviting people to become a part of the Minnesota National Guard. Now you're inviting soldiers and family members to embrace opportunities to bolster you know, a very, very important part of their lives, and that is with their spiritual readiness. In your role with Health and Holistic Fitness, could you tell us, really, just give us a quick primer, what is Health and Holistic Fitness in the Minnesota National Guard?
Well, Health and Holistic Fitness in the Minnesota National Guard, and not alone there, just in the Army in general, is the Army readiness force to minister to the entire soldier, both spiritually, physically, with their sleep, with their nutrition, as well as with their mental capacity. And the reality is that it is the total soldier that fights and wins our nation's war and operates the equipment that we do our best to keep up to date on the front lines. And important to that, the Army is ensuring that they have the support, that they have the tools, that they have the resources in an effort to prepare them to continue to win and fight our nation's wars.
Mm. I've heard it said from a wise chaplain that chaplains maintain the most lethal fighting piece of equipment in the arsenal, and that's the soldier. And we also maintain, their sustainment package, and that's their family. Can you tell us about what your role is within the H2F team?
Within the H2F team, my sole responsibility are the spiritual domain, and that's really to meet soldiers where they are, to encourage them to explore and get to know who they are as an individual, alongside their commitment to the Minnesota Army National Guard as a soldier, and really define their identity and live into what their purpose is. And once they really understand who they are and what their purpose is, then I walk with them, regardless of what their belief system is, to tap into the values, to tap into the morality and the ethics that they live by and whatever their beliefs are, and ensure that they hold on to that. Because in my experience, that a soldier that is given the opportunity to exercise their faith is a soldier that we don't have to worry about mishandling stress, mismanaging their time. And when adversity comes, they are prepared to tap into those things that are intangible but drive them from on the inside to contribute positively to our to their unit and to our nation.
Well, Michael, that's fantastic, and we're grateful for all your hard work and for helping us to reach a better understanding of H2F, and we're grateful for the time that you spent with us this morning. Thanks so very much, and pray a blessing over your Memorial Day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. It was my honor. Have a great day.
Chaplain White, must make you feel good to have a Marine and a chaplain who handles special assignments for the Chaplain Corps would you call it H2F, holistic and health and fitness, the entire soldier. And don't forget the airman. You got to have top cover.
That's right.
Chaplain Nguyen, I want to thank you for joining us today once again on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
It's been my honor, Tom. Sergeant Major, thank you.
Absolutely, Chaplain. Always great to see you.
For our listeners, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And in hour number two, our special in-studio guest is Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. We're going to check in with the DAV, the Minneapolis VA, and Congressman Tom Emmer. And in our third hour, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, will be joining us. And we're going to check in with Lieutenant General John Jensen from Washington, D.C., Senator A.B. Klobuchar, and Governor Tim Walz. Doug, we've still got a lot to do and a little time to get it done.
Yeah, we certainly do. And so we just got to get after it and make sure that, we've got plenty of time to talk to these guests. So I just want to let people know that this special Memorial Day broadcast of the Minnesota Military Radio is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. You can find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We will be right back.